This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department. Taking a look first at your news for today, the following are high school basketball scores from last night, January the 20th, for the WLEW and WHST listening area. For the boys' teams, Almont had 67 points ahead of Algonax 27. Armada also had 67, beating North Branch with 50. Chesaning had 70 over Birch Run with 43, and Croswell-Lexington with 64 beat Yale with 57. There were even more games for the girls last night, with the All Saints having 50 points over Owendale-Gagetown's 43. Bad Axe with 47 was ahead of Elkton Pigeon Bayport's 42. Bridgeport had 60 points, beating Essexville Garber with 56. Brown City with 65 was well ahead of Marlette's 27. Carsonville-Port Sanilac had 51, defeating Akron Fairgrove with 31. Cass City with 34 overcame Cara with 26. Deckerville with 46 had a good lead over Memphis with 13. Kindy North Huron with 51 defeated Caseville with 22. Kingston had 62 over Peck's 21. Lapeer with 39 was just ahead of Cleo's 37. Reese had 32 points going up against Millington with 26. Sandusky had 33 over Ubley's 24, and Yale with 65 points defeated Unionville Sebring with 28. For more sports scores and stories, you can also go to our website, thumbnet.net/sports. And another news for today. On January the 19th, just before 7 p.m., St. Clair County Central Dispatch sent deputies to an address on Pine Ridge Drive for a residential alarm called in by the home's alarm company. Upon arrival, deputies located a green Ford Bronco running with the doors ajar in the driveway that was later found to have been stolen. The front door to the residence had also been forced open. Deputies searched the home and did not locate any subjects inside. Voices could be heard in the woods nearby the residence, and two individuals were located walking in the area and then taken into custody. A citizen tip assisted in locating a third suspect that made his way to a local fast food restaurant. After the homeowner arrived on the scene, it was confirmed that an AK-style rifle and a pistol were both stolen from the home. All three individuals were transported to St. Clair County Detention and Intervention Center. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Office would like to thank Port Huron Police for the use of their drone, K-9 Brock, as well as vigilant citizens for assisting in apprehending these individuals. This investigation is ongoing at this time. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at further news right after this.
Tyler Hansen here from Al Hansen Motors. We're starting off a new year with new arrivals. The first new arrival is a 2024 Chevy Malibu. It's an LT but packed with options. It has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, remote start, lane keep assist, collision detection, and more. It's in great shape with only 43,000 miles. We're asking $19,980. If you need something with four-wheel drive and less than $15,000, I have a 2019 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4. It has cloth and leather seats, a heated steering wheel, remote start, plus Bluetooth and a backup camera. It has a 2.4-liter four-cylinder engine and 94,000 miles. We're asking $13,780. I also have a 2014 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk 4x4. It's very low mileage for the year, with only 86,000 miles, and in great shape. It has heated leather seats, a heated steering wheel, a power liftgate, towing package, and can be flat towed if you put it behind a camper. Powered by a 3.2 V6 engine, and I'm asking $13,580. And wrapping up for this week, I have a 2011 Buick LeCern CXL. It's in great shape with only 101,000 miles, which is very low for the year, and has memory leather seats that are heated, a heated steering wheel, and remote start. Equipped with a 3.9 V6 engine, we're asking just $89.80.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news. In the latest episode of Pantsuits and Lawsuits, Michigan's own Attorney General Dana Nassel was joined by guest host former New Jersey Attorney General Matt Platkin to discuss how public corruption works, why it inflates your bills and weakens your services, as well as what it takes to hold powerful people to the same laws as everyone else. From the misuse of tax credits to officials running private ventures from public offices, the Attorney General's break down real cases, hard lessons, and then the reforms that follow afterwards. The conversation explored the pressure that comes with prosecuting the well-connected, claims of weaponization of media megaphones used against prosecutors who cannot respond, and the Supreme Court decisions that narrowed federal corruption tools. During the episode, former Attorney General Platkin explained the history behind New Jersey's strong anti-corruption statutes, while Attorney General Nassel shares Michigan's own recent overhaul of opaque earmarks, forcing sponsors to testify and face specific votes. The episode then turns to hidden corruption taxes, dark money washing through politics, utility influence that distorts rates and reliability, and FOIA gaps that breed suspicion. The attorney generals explored practical solutions with broad public support, including banning stock trading for officials with enforcement power, tough financial disclosures, cooling off periods to slow the revolving door from elected officials to lobbyists, robust public financing to elevate small donors, and a sustained push to overturn Citizens United. Nassel was quoted as saying, "It was great talking to former Attorney General Platkin about the work our states are doing to expose corruption. Real reform proves that the rules really do apply to everyone and we can combat the schemes that drive up our costs and weaken our services." New episodes of Pantsuits and Lawsuits are released bi-weekly to break down complex legal topics in a way that is engaging, informative, and accessible to listeners. The Attorney Generals Nassel and Chris Mays also explored major legal cases, analyzed state and national policy debates, and discussed how attorney generals can help shape justice. Through these discussions, listeners will gain a behind-the-scenes look at the work that attorney generals do to serve and protect their communities. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.